Aries, March 21 to April 19. Aries dramatist Samuel Beckett, winner of the prestigious Nobel Prize for Literature, wrote 22 plays. The shortest was Breath. It has no dialogue or actors and lasts less than a minute. It begins and ends with a recording of the cry of a newborn baby. In between there are the sounds of someone breathing and variations in the lighting. I recommend you draw inspiration from Breath in the coming weeks, Aries. Be succinct and pithy. Call on the powers of graceful efficiency and no-nonsense effectiveness. Relish the joys of shrewd simplicity. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. In the coming weeks, you bulls must brook no bullies or bullying. Likewise, you should tolerate no bullshit from people trying to manipulate or fool you. Be a bulwark of integrity as you refuse to lower your standards. Bulk up the self-protective part of your psyche so you will be invincibly immune to careless and insensitive spoilers. Your word of power is build. You will align yourself with cosmic rhythms as you work to create situations that will keep you strong and stable during the next 12 months. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. How much do you believe in your power to become the person you want to be? 90%? 55%? 20%? Whatever it is, you can increase it in the coming weeks. Life will conspire with you to raise your confidence as you seek new ways to fulfill your soul's purpose. Surges of grace will come your way as you strive with intense focus to live your most meaningful destiny. To take maximum advantage of this opportunity, I suggest you enjoy extra amounts of quiet, meditative time. Request help from the deepest core of your intelligence. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. Early in the 19th century, cultural researchers Jacob Grimm and Wilhelm Grimm gathered an array of old folk stories and published a collection of what we now call fairy tales. Because the two brothers wanted to earn money, they edited out some graphic elements of the original narratives. For example, in the Grimm's revised version, we don't get the juicy details of the princess fornicating with the frog prince once he has reverted to his handsome human form. In the earlier but not published stories of Rumpelstiltskin, the imp gets so frustrated when he's tricked by the queen that he rips himself apart. I hope you will do the opposite of the Brothers Grimm in the coming weeks, Cancerian. It's crucial that you reveal and expose and celebrate raw, unvarnished truths. Leo, July 23, August 22. Is there a job you would love to have as your primary passion, but it's different from the job you're doing? Is there a calling you would delight in embracing, but you're too consumed by the daily routine? Do you have a hobby you'd like to turn into a professional pursuit? If you said even a partial yes to my questions, Leo, here's good news. In the coming months, you will have an enhanced ability to make these things happen. And now is an excellent time to get underway. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. Virgo born Samuel Johnson, 1709-1784, was a versatile virtuoso. He excelled as an essayist, biographer, playwright, editor, poet, and lexicographer. How did he get so much done? Here's one clue. He took his own advice, summed up in the following quote, "It is common to overlook what is near by keeping the eye fixed on something remote. Present opportunities are neglected and attainable good is slighted by minds busied in extensive ranges and intent upon future advantages." Johnson's counsel is perfect for you right now, Virgo. Forget about the future and be focused on the present. Dive into the interesting work and play that's right in front of you. Libra, September 23, October 22. I would love you to go searching for treasure, and I hope you launch your quest soon. As you gather clues, I will be cheering you on. Before you embark, though, I want to make sure you are clear about the nature of the treasure you will be looking for. Please envision it in glorious detail. Write down a description of it and keep it with you for the next 7 weeks. I also suggest you carry out a fun ritual to formally mark your entry into the treasure-hunting chapter of your life. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, in the coming weeks, you'll be guided by your deep intelligence as you explore and converse with the darkness. You will derive key revelations and helpful signs as you wander around inside the mysteries. Be poised and lucid, dear Scorpio. Trust your ability to sense what's important and what's not. Be confident that you can thrive amidst uncertainty as you remain loyal to your core truths. No matter how murky this challenge may seem, it will ultimately be a blessing. You will emerge both smarter and wiser. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. If you take the Bible's teaching seriously, you give generously to the poor and you welcome immigrants. You regard the suffering of others as being worthy of your compassionate attention, and you express love not just for people who agree with you and share your cultural traditions, but for everyone. Numerous biblical verses, including many attributed to Jesus Christ, make it clear that living according to these principles is essential to being a good human. Even if you are not Jewish or Christian, Sagittarius, I recommend this approach to you. Now is an excellent time to hone your generosity of spirit and expand your urge to care for others. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, in 1982, Capricorn actor Ben Kingsley won an Oscar for his role in the film Gandhi. Then his career declined. In an animated movie in 1992, he voiced the role of an immortal frog named FR07, who worked as a James Bond-like secret agent. It was a critical and financial disaster. But Kingsley's fortunes rebounded, and he was nominated for Academy Awards in 2002 and 2003. Then his trajectory dipped again. He was nominated for the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actor for four separate films between 2005 and 2008. Now, at age 79, he's rich and famous and mostly remembered for the great things he has done. I suggest we make him your role model for the coming months. May he inspire you to emphasize your hits and downplay your misses. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. I'm devoted to cultivating the art of relaxation. But I live in a world dominated by stress addicts and frenzied overachievers. Here's another problem. I aspire to be curious, innocent, and open-minded, but the civilization I'm embedded in highly values know-it-all experts who are very sure they are in command of life's secrets. One further snag. I'm an ultra-sensitive creator who is nourished by original thinking and original feeling. And yet I constantly encounter formulaic literalists who thrive on clichés. Now here's the good news. I am a successful person. I do what I love and enjoy an interesting life. Here's even more good news, Aquarius. In the next 12 months, you will have a knack for creating rhythms that bring you closer than ever to doing what you love and enjoying an interesting life. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. Most of us suffer from at least one absurd, irrational fear. I have a daft fear of heights, even when I'm perfectly safe, and a manic fear of mosquitoes dive bombing me as I sleep, an event that has only happened 4 times in my life. My anxiety about running out of money is more rational, though, as is my dread of getting sick. Those worries help motivate me to work hard to earn a living and take superb care of my health. What about you, Pisces? Do you know which of your fears are preposterous and which make at least some sense? The coming weeks will be a favorable time to get a good handle on this question. Ask yourself, which of my fears are misdirected or exaggerated, and which are realistic and worthy of my attention? Homework. Make a pledge to the person you'll be 2 years from now, a beautiful promise. Newsletter free will astrology.com.